The word of God is a lamp by night and a light by day and a delight at all times. If we want to know the glory of God and experience the beauty of God, then we must live in the word of God. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula. God has commissioned Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa to preach the word of faith and bring the message of the gospel to the unbeliever. Supercharge your day with the word of God that will enable you to be rooted and built in Christ. Now, Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa.
Romans chapter 12, the verse number 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Glory to Jesus. As God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Precious one, God has dealt to you the measure of faith. So you have a measure of faith. Now, as we have established that faith can be multiplied if you know how to receive more faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But this faith also must be strengthened to be able to bulldoze through all odds and oppositions. You see, Abraham, hearing from God, staggered not at the word because he had a strong faith. Many years ago, let me tell you this story. Many years ago in my own life, I was struggling with demonic oppression. The devil was worrying me in the night. I had to battle with the devil every night, and I never won, and he never won. Every night, about 3 a.m., the devil will show up in my room, and we'll wrestle. I will wrestle. I will pray. I'll pray against the devil, and I'll pray against the devil. Hey, and he will also do his things against me. And we will all wrestle and wrestle and wrestle till we are both tired. And then, when day is breaking, he will be gone. It continued for many months, up to about 6 months. One day I said to myself, no, this thing cannot continue. I got to win. I thought I am bigger than the devil. How come this devil is stressing me continuously every night for 6 months? Who is this devil? So I took my Bible, I went to God, and I told God that, God, tell me one thing. It is either I am not born again. That is why the devil has the audacity to come to my room every night and come in trouble and torment. And torment me. Or it is your word that doesn't work, because I've prayed all kinds of prayer. I've prayed and I've fasted and I've done all that I know I could do, and it is not working. Every night he comes. Why? Why, Lord? I spoke my mind to God. I was so furious. I was so furious. This thing got to end tonight. And I told God that if I'm not born again, he should just let me know. If I'm not born again, it is not difficult to get born again before that the next night comes. I will make sure I'm born again so that I can take care of him once and for all. And if God's word doesn't work, he should let me know so I can look for a second option. As I spoke my mind to God, you know what happened? I was tired. I lay down, wanting to rest a bit to see what God will say. You know what happened? God spoke back. And he just gave me just one sentence. Where in my word have I said pray about the devil? It was mind-blowing for me. Where in my word have I said pray about the devil? Then I searched scriptures. I searched. Then the Spirit led me to that scripture. Says, rebuke the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist him. Immediately I realized I've made a big mistake all this while. I stood up in my room that moment and I shouted, devil, I charge you in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. From now going forward, do not pass by my house. Never again do I want to see you and your face again. Go and return no more. That was all. That was all, precious one. You know what? That night, he could not show up. He dare not show up. Because the word of God, I've gotten the word of God in action. Many months after, somebody called me and told me that, hey, man of God, I'm having trouble. I've dealt with the occult and so many issues. I've left and they are still harassing me. Anytime I sleep in the night, I hear them calling my name at the back of my room. I could hear my name being called consistently throughout the entire night by demonic spirits that I've dealt with. They've been calling me and calling me. I can't sleep. I walked to him in the house and I told him that I'm going to take care of the devil. He will never again pass by your house nor mention your name again. He will never, never. So he was so keen to hear what is the formula to take care of the devil. I told him to close his eyes. He closed his eyes. Then I said, devil, in the name of Jesus, from today onwards, do not pass by this man's house again. And I charge you, never again see his face. Come not near what belongs to him. And wherever he is, stay away from him. I charge you in Jesus' precious name. Go and return no more to him in Jesus' precious name. That was all. In less than 60 seconds, I was done with him. Interestingly, he asked me a question, is that all? I said, yes. I told him he has been dealt with. That's all. He has heard me, so he knows what to do. So don't worry. Go to sleep. You know the interesting thing, the following morning, he was the first person to call me. He said, I didn't hear anything throughout the night. I said, but I told you he won't call you again. He said, it was too simple for it to be real for me. I've fasted, I've prayed, I've done all. I told him, yeah, that is not what the word of God taught us. How to deal with the devil is simple and straightforward in scripture. And from that day, the guy has been free forever. You see, when I put the word of faith to work in my own life, from that time to today, I can take care of any devil. I have been able to take care of any devil, any kind, irrespective of the shape and size they come, because the word of God can take care of anything by faith. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. So you need to continue to practice your faith. Practice your faith, and your faith will grow stronger and stronger like never before. Precious one, may God help you to grow your faith. But may God help you to practice your faith. Today, put the word of God into practice. Use it. If it doesn't work, ask yourself, why didn't it work? Come back to the word or come back to God. God will show you why it didn't work. In my own life, he spoke to me why it didn't work. I misapplied the word of God. That was why it didn't work. And as you get it right, you practice it and it works one. It will always work for you the rest of your life. That's the beauty of building strong faith in Christ Jesus. May God help you to build a stronger faith in him so that your life will always be a life of the supernatural, continuously going forward and upward in the name of him who died and rose again. Open up your mouth and begin to bless God. Kakandi ekeke, baraziza kaskeche, brento stroko sindaga, gargijo shonte frenima, razinza ndugush kapariga, radijo tolobrenima, rigaziza stofrososondia, marita paketende brenende shede, intakuza bandaha. Oh, glory to Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Faith podcast by Reverend Alex Barbinkosa. Our mission here is to bring the message of the gospel through discipleship, Bible discussions, and helping to answer new believers' questions, doubts, and difficulties. If you would like to hear more of this podcast message, contact us and subscribe to our newsletter on www.novusproject.org for more content to help you in your everyday life. Send us an email to info@novusproject.org. If you also want to partner with us to bring this content to unreached areas of the world or to your country, go to the menu and click donate or visit noasproject.org/donate.